If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about, in fact, some of the rules related to fasting and Ramadan, since we are in the month of mercy, in the month of barakah, and in the month of Ramadan. So we're going to deal with this, in fact, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. We are still talking about some of the questions and answers related to the month of Ramadan and fasting based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Let me ask you this as the initial question, Sheikh Javid.
Sure.
You know, some people, you know, experience bleeding in the mouth. Like, for example, when they come from the dentist, they have maybe an operation or something on their gum. And if they do so, usually it bleeds, you know, for quite some time for them. So if there's a bleeding in the mouth of a person who fasts, does it affect their fasting? Does it invalidate their fasting or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, bleeding in the mouth does not render the fast void. It does not have any effect on the fast, provided that one makes sure that the blood does not enter his throat or does not reach his throat. So blood is impure, and one should actually prevent from the blood from reaching the throat. As long as one, you know, takes care of the blood and prevents it from entering the throat, then it's not going to invalidate his fast. Otherwise, you know, if a person deliberately swallows the blood, it does render the fast void. It will make the fast void.
Mm-hmm. How about the smoking, Sheikh Javid? You know, does it really invalidate fasting? Because I've heard some smokers, they claim that smoking doesn't invalidate their fast, and so they kept on smoking when fasting.
Well, as far as I know, all the religious authorities, and there are some, of course, I don't want to name, they have forbidden smoking. There are some prominent religious authorities who have exercised precaution, including His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. He says that based on ihtiyat-e wajib or obligatory precaution, one shouldn't smoke, and smoking actually invalidates the fast as a measure of obligatory precaution. So not only His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, but also some other scholars, they have forbidden smoking during fasting as a measure of obligatory precaution. You know, of course, we do know that when a religious authority exercises precaution, one has the right to choose another mujtahid or to refer to another mujtahid who has a fatwa. Mm-hmm. And if another mujtahid also exercises precaution, he does not have to go to him. Of course, he should remain following and acting upon the fatwa or the ihtiyat that his marja actually exercises.
Mm-hmm. How about the other narcotics, Sheikh Javid? You know, like, for example, opium, because they smoke it too, right?
Yeah, opium is, of course, is forbidden. And then it, you know, it's not only forbidden, but it will also affect the fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it depends, you know, what kind of opium you mean. You know, there are, we have different kinds of, you know, drugs that some of them are swallowed, some of them are, you know, smoked. And there are, we have hashish, we have weeds, we have marijuana, and these are different forms of you know, let's say herbal drugs, which are forbidden according to religious authorities.
What about nas? Some people use nas, which is made up of tobacco and other constituents, and they put it under their tongues for a few minutes, and then they spit it out. Does that invalidate fasting?
Yeah, it is. Nas is something which drives from tobacco products. You know, it comes directly from tobacco, and of course, a fasting person should avoid again as an obligatory precaution all kinds of tobacco products, including nas. it's something placed under the tongue or in the mouth, and it does not usually spread, and it does not go into your throat. There's no smoke, there's nothing, but it does have its effect, narcotin, you know, it because it's it has nicotine. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Nicotine, yes.
Yeah, so many religious authorities have, again, exercised precaution, saying, okay, one, a fasting person must not observe, must not take nas, because it's not something to be smoked. It is something placed inside the mouth, you know, under the tongue or
yes.
And in a corner of your jaw. And then the smell goes into your brain, and then it will have its effect on your brain. In the event of fasting, of course, the obligatory precaution is not to take it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Mohan Jalawat, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the questions and answers of jurisprudence related to fasting and the month of Ramadan. Sheikh Javed, I asked you a question related to smoking.
Yes.
But what about the smog, which is a thick smoke and fog, which happens to actually hit the towns usually because of their car pollution? You know, those people, especially who are working in the car garages or mechanic stores, they usually are very much subject to, you know, receiving a large amount of smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe of cars. So does that invalidate their fasting?
Well, generally speaking, and, you know, the rule of thumb is that thick smoke or dust,
mm-hmm.
if swallowed, will affect the fast. It mm-hmm. will invalidate the fasting. And... but it's not established or proven that, you know, the smoke coming out of the exhaust or the smoke that is there in the city will have a negative effect on your fasting. It will it's not proved, it's not established, and no religious authority has ever said that the smoke, the pollution actually will make your fast void.
Mm-hmm, I see. Just a bit, you know, asthma patients,
yes.
they need to use some sprays. And these sprays are normally puffed into their mouth in order to reach their lungs so that, or in order to provide them with some relief when one of those asthma fits hit them, you know?
Yes.
So is it permissible for them actually to keep fasting and also use the spray?
Well, the spray comes under different names. Some people call it inhalers, you know, mm-hmm. some, you know, there are people who call it nozzle spray. So... it's a spray at the end of the day, anyhow. And this spray, which is used to actually open the respiratory tract, does not invalidate the fast. Provided that one, it is not in the form of a kind of fluid
mm-hmm.
That enters your the throat, okay?
Yes.
As long as it does not enter the throat, the religious authorities, including His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, have said that it does not affect your fast.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Chabit. Thank you for your comments and answers to these questions of jurisprudence related to fasting in the month of Ramadan. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Wish you farewell, and please keep us in your du'as, especially when you are fasting during the month of Ramadan. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن ولا